perfectly tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
All right, we are without Nat today, but we are with recipes.
We are with recipes.
I don't know, that was such a weird way of saying that, but you guys get the gist of what we're trying to get at here. What have you brought us, Tess?
Well, I was thinking about talking about what I'm going to cook for Christmas.
Yeah, nice.
Because I'm doing a little Christmas thing at my flat with my flatmate.
Excellent.
Her family is overseas, so that will be nice.
That will be very nice, wholesome.
We are doing a nut roast.
Okay, so I have had one nut roast in my life that was absolutely disgusting.
Oh.
And then I've had one nut roast in my life that was the most incredible thing I've ever eaten. So I feel like it all comes down to how you make it.
Was the yuck one store-bought or homemade?
I'm actually not sure, but okay. It was so dry. Ooh. It was just not good.
You don't want it to be dry.
But I'm sure this one's going to be lovely. I'm keen to hear the recipe.
I have a recipe for a kumara and cashew nut loaf.
Oh, yum.
I found it in the paper.
Nice. Old school.
It was in the Farrah Festive magazine. And I was like, oh, this looks quite good, actually. Because I've never made nut loaf before.
Okay, cool.
So I'm new to the world. So this is got. Should I read the recipe?
Yeah, read. What are the ingredients? What are we working with here?
So we're working with some zucchini, 3 zucchini, 2 red capsicum, a quarter of a cup of olive oil, 1 onion, 3 medium orange kumara, or a small pumpkin. I actually quite like pumpkin.
So you might do a pumpkin vibe.
So I think I'll go for pumpkin.
Yeah.
That needs to be peeled and grated. Thyme, salt.
Grate a pumpkin?
Yeah, you grate it.
I have never grated a pumpkin in my life.
You grate it on the cheese grater.
Sorry, this is wild.
It cooks it faster and it makes for like a, I think, binding.
Oh, okay.
Starchy.
Yep, I got you.
Yeah. A tin of white beans, some cashew butter if you have it. I might substitute this for almond butter because cashew butter is expensive and I actually have some almond butter at home.
Use what you've got.
Some bread crumbs, that's 3/4 of a cup, and then 3 tablespoons of finely chopped herbs. I'm probably going to do dill and Italian flat leaf parsley.
We have spoken about Italian flat leaf parsley on this show before.
Favorite herb. And then 1 1/4 cup of roasted cashews, roughly chopped up. And yeah, that's all.
That sounds that sounds promising. I feel like that's got enough sort of moist ingredients in it to make your nut loaf not too, dry.
So basically, you roast the zucchini and the capsicum for about 25 minutes to 30 minutes and cook them through so they're all roasty toasty and delicious.
Excellent.
And then you sweat off all the other things like the pumpkin, the onion, the herbs. I think that's all.
And then, can you just explain, what is sweating something off? This is the terminology I'm not familiar with.
Put a little olive oil in the pan, chuck the onion in, let it get all hot and toasty, sweat.
And then it sweats
the water out.
Okay, I have done that before. I just didn't know that was what that was called.
I thought that was a commonly used term.
It probably is. I'm not, very au fait with the lingo.
Sweat all that out. And then you just mix it pretty much all together with the chopped cashews, the breadcrumbs, the pumpkin, the roasted veg. And then you put it into a loaf tin and you bake it.
Easy peasy.
It's super easy. You can do it the day before and then just bake it on Christmas Day if you're going to do it for Christmas.
Nice.
Which is probably what I'll do.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, and then I got a hot tip that once you've roasted it, you let it cool for 10 minutes, and then when you slice the pieces, you can actually fry them off in the pan.
Ooh.
And they get all roasty, toasty on each side.
Roasty, toasty.
Yeah, and delicious.
Excellent.
So I'm going to do that, and then maybe you can make, like, if you were going to go vegan or vegetarian, you could do like a mushroom gravy.
Yum.
Where you just finally chop up some mushrooms, add a little bit of veggie stock, cook them off for ages and ages and ages.
Yeah.
And then add the stock and heaps of salt and pepper.
That sounds very nice.
Yeah.
We were also going to talk a little bit about potatoes because it's not Christmas without at least 3 different kinds of potatoes in my household.
Yeah. I talked to a few people and I was like, what is your side dish for Christmas? And everyone was like,
a potato of some variety.
Easily.
What's your go-to at Christmas time? What's your go-to potato?
Well, I thought I might try and make a potato dauphinoise. Is that how you say it?
I think that is how you say it. I also really, really recently learnt that is the same thing that in my family we call potatoes Anna, which I just thought was the real name of it because, and then I honestly was, 24 years old when I worked out that it's called potatoes Anna in my family because it was my Auntie Anna's favourite type of potatoes.
That's quite sweet.
I thought everybody called it potatoes Anna. It's not its real name.
It's not. No. Scallop potatoes is another one.
Yeah.
I have made this before. I'm using a Hugh Fernley Whittingstall recipe. But basically you get a bunch of potatoes. You can use about a kg if you were making a big dish of it.
Yum.
And it's quite labour intensive because you have to peel them all and then slice them all finely. If you have a mandolin.
Ooh, flash.
Then you can slice them like that. I don't have one of those.
I'm always a bit scared I'll get my finger.
Yeah, yeah. But a hot tip for the slicing is if you get the potato and you cut a little edge along the side so it can sit steady on the chopping board. And then it's not rolling around when you're trying to slice it.
Potato
finely.
Hack.
I have intense fear of people slicing their fingers when they're chopping.
Excellent. And so yeah. what else goes into this?
Pop those into a bowl of water because it takes a while and you don't want them to go all yucky.
Yeah.
And then you just mix that in with 400 mils of double cream and some nutmeg and heaps of pepper and some salt.
Yum.
And then you just literally pour that into a baking dish. Pop it in the oven. I think it takes quite a while. It can be about an hour and a half.
Yum.
In the oven. But Hugh reckons if you pop it in the oven and then every 15 minutes pull it out and with a spatula push all the potatoes down so they get tight.
Get them under there.
Yeah. And then they stay really moist and then you get a really tightly scalloped
potato shell.
Yeah. And you just do that every 15 minutes for an hour and a half if you can be bothered. Every half an hour is probably fine. Once is probably fine, to be honest.
I gotta say, maybe I'll come and just hang out at your house on Christmas. And
you're more than welcome, Rich.
Eat all your food, because that sounds very nice. Thank you very much for that, Tess.
No problemo.
If you missed any bits of that, we'll be popping this in the B-casts. You can find all the recipes at your leisure.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Someone's literally...